Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 480.
On Now You Know.
So I just wanted to start off this show by wishing my dad a very happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inspiring me and encouraging me to learn new skills. And some of these skills landed us doing this, which I'm very thankful for. I would also like to wish all of the fathers out there watching a very happy Father's Day as well.
Yeah, I want to wish happy Father's Day to my dad, too. So I think I know what I want to get Elon for his birthday on June 28th. Elon posted updated Tesla Model S and X.
Tesla released the new Tesla Plaid Model S on Thursday. 0 to 60 in 1.99 seconds. 368 miles of range for $99,490. Available in 2 to 4 weeks.
Do you think if it's for Elon, they're like, come on, robots, faster. We got to get this Plaid made for Elon's birthday.
Okay, so what's new design-wise to the exterior?
All right, so the top photo is the old Plaid. The bottom photo is the new Plaid. Can you spot any differences?
So, I mean, I can definitely see this. That's new. The front end otherwise looks kind of the same.
Same here. Old is on top. Bottom is new. Notice anything different there?
I mean, there's definitely a little bit more of a lip on the top end of it. So I guess I see that.
But I think this post from Nick Cruz Pantane really captures the new design. So red is new, blue is old. I really thought that the Model S had one of the nicest rear ends.
He must work out.
But somehow Franz von Holzhausen, their designer, pulled another rabbit out of a hat and brought the design to a whole new level. I mean, I think in real life here, this picture looks more like real life. I love it. What do you think?
I definitely can't wait to see it out on the roads. I think that Tesla did such a great job designing even the first Model S. Like, I see like a 2012, 2014 driving around. And
they're still
like,
classic.
They still look really good because they're all aluminum construction. It's just like the Cybertruck. They don't rust. So they kind of still look brand new. Okay, so that's the exterior. What about the interior?
Well, just like the Cybertruck and the new Model Y, the Plaid S now has the dynamic ambient lighting. The new Plaid has the new track-inspired sport seats that were introduced in 2024. Those have the 12-way power adjustments, heating and ventilating.
And there's that exclusive Plaid composite decor in the center.
Right. Also, new quieter cabin due to reduced wind and road noise, which is enhanced by more effective active noise cancellation. The infotainment system now includes hardware 4 with increased RAM, so 16 gigabytes up from 8, improving performance for features like the 17-inch tiltable touchscreen with 2200 by 1300 resolution. A new metal insert has been added below the wireless phone charger area. Not sure why.
And I see that the yoke steering wheel is still available, but is now a $1,000 option.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of Model S owners did not like the yoke, so it's a option. And we shouldn't forget to mention that Tesla also refreshed the Model X Plaid, which got all the same interior updates and minor exterior tweaks, including a new front fascia with a smoother, more aerodynamic look and new rear badging.
There didn't appear to be any difference between the all-wheel drive and the Plaid in terms of exterior on Tesla's website. Do you think that they applied the design changes to both?
I think so, but I don't know so. So comment down below if you know so. There's also the new frost blue metallic paint for $2,500 extra and diamond black for an extra $1,500. Up to 410 miles of range for the Model S long range, so that's the longest range Tesla yet. New wheel designs and improved aerodynamics equals more range. I mean, take a look at some of these wheels. Also, the front fascia camera with the washer, like the Cybertrucks. New bushings and suspension design for an even smoother ride. Adaptive driving beams and more space in the third row for occupants and cargo in the Model X. And here are the prices, which are $5,000 more.
And I mean, I think we could expect those to come down in price over time.
Probably.
It's just usually they, you know, pump it up for a premium for the the new people and then bring it back down.
And Tesla North America said Max Aero versus Max Aesthetic. Aero covers on for max range, off for max aesthetic. I like them both, actually.
I do like them both.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Thanks to Chesed Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams, choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash. Your pick from the exclusive prize raffle lineup.
S-Plaid, please. It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chesed Chicago, and this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top-tier EV.
Buy two more tickets before July 10th, and you'll also be entered to win a bottle of Tesla tequila worth $1,600, no strings attached.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chesed Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold, and once they're gone or the drawing date hits, that's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com now and use promo code NYK to get $25 off two tickets or $500 off 15.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK. Your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
So for the first 4 months of this year, the Tesla Model Y is the best-selling EV in the world.
With 243,782 sales, the Model Y has a 4.4% market share, beating out the number two BYD Song / Seal.
Aren't the Song and Seal two separate models?
Well, the Song is the BEV version, and the Seal is the plug-in hybrid version, so they count it as one model, which doesn't seem fair.
Even though the Model Y still beat it! And the number three spot is the Tesla Model 3 with 157,624 sales globally.
But Tesla has a demand problem. So the Texas Department of Transportation has officially registered Tesla to their automated vehicle deployment list. What's interesting is that Waymo's map service area is listed as Austin.
Yeah, I mean, we already knew that.
Yeah, but Tesla's is listed as Metro Austin.
So?
All right, so Metro Austin is way bigger than the city of Austin. In fact, it's 13 times bigger in land area, and the population in Metro Austin is 2.5 times bigger.
Right, because Waymo can't even drive you to the airport. And it says no under safety driver for Tesla, just like Waymo's listing, which makes sense, but it's still cool to see.
Yeah. So NHTSA is updating their autonomous vehicle frameworks, specifically the Part 555 exemption.
What's the Part 555 exemption?
Execute order.
555.
Do I want
to
know?
Look, it's complicated. It's federal law, and it was written to cover traditional automobiles. So basically, the 49 CFR Part 555 is an exemption that NHTSA can use to allow for autonomous vehicles, but only if at least one of four bases listed in the statute are met. All right, so reading between the lines, it looks like NHTSA under this new administration is actually trying to move the ball forward as opposed to the NHTSA under the last administration, which was just constantly filing investigations into Tesla crashes. This is really good news. It means that if Tesla can demonstrate that their robotaxis work in Austin, there's a good chance they'll be able to expand into more states quickly. Now, remember how Tesla got FSD working in China by training it on like static pictures of signs and roads and stuff?
Oh, right, because China wouldn't allow them to use training data that Tesla themselves captured with their cars in China.
Well, China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology just changed that with updated draft guidelines that now will allow Tesla to use local driving data.
Wow. So, I mean, Tesla already beat their competition in China from videos that we saw, and that was all based on workaround training. So do you think that it'll get better now that they can use actual real driving data from real Chinese roads and cars and traffic and pedestrians?
I think so, right? It's got to be better than static pictures of road signs.
Yeah, and like cell phone footage.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Starlink just produced their 10 millionth Starlink kit on Friday.
Do you think everyone signed it?
Come on, Bob, hurry up. It's going to be smaller than that.
It took almost 4 years for them to build their first 5 million kits. Now, in less than 11 months, they made 5 million more.
Wow.
And SpaceX announced that they have completed the first generation Starlink direct-to-cell constellation. Starlink said, congrats to the SpaceX team on completing the first generation Starlink direct-to-cell constellation. Working with cellular providers around the world, direct-to-cell enables unmodified cell phones to have connectivity in the most remote areas. Elon said, congratulations to the SpaceX team on 500 Falcon flights.
SpaceX just completed their 500th overall mission on Thursday.
Yeah, over 53 launches so far this year as of Friday, with 1,305 satellites placed in orbit just this year alone. Christian Davenport posted, the Axiom 4 mission is postponed indefinitely while NASA and Roscosmos investigate a leak on the Russian side of the International Space Station.
Old school liberal said there's a possibility that parts of the ISS were manufactured in the late 70s. The FGB modules of the International Space Station are built on repurposed TKS spacecraft, and nobody really knows when they started or stopped making them.
And then Elon is worried about that. And he posted, there are potentially serious concerns about the long-term safety of the space station. Some parts of it are simply getting too old, and obviously that risk grows over time. Even though SpaceX earns billions of dollars from transporting astronauts and cargo to the ISS, I nonetheless would like to go on record recommending that it be deorbited within 2 years.
The ISS is 26 years old, by the way, and has been continuously inhabited since November 2nd. Of 2000.
Yeah, over 280 astronauts have visited from 23 countries. But yeah, I think it's time to bring it back. And Elon agrees. He said, I think we need to move on from this ancient space station. If necessary, deep space starship missions with astronauts can fill the gap. And I just had to share this photo of ULA being destroyed. Make way for Starship. The legacy launch infrastructure at Cape Canaveral Space Launch Complex 37B was demolished this morning, paving the way for a new era of reusable heavy lift rockets and SpaceX's Starship to launch from Florida.
And Elon said, a new chapter named Starship.
And if we can remember this from Aviation Week circa 2004,
David and Goliath, can tiny SpaceX rock Boeing? Answer, yes, definitive, Elon said, seemed improbable at the time.
And the FAA has officially closed the Flight 8 mishap investigation. So this resulted in 8 corrective actions after one of the Raptor engines failed during the flight.
Funny how quickly the FAA operates now compared to just last year. I wonder why that is. And before we break for our Patreon bonus stories, don't forget, patrons, that we are giving away a Model Y Frunk cooler to one of our awesome patrons.
So if you'd like to win a brand new Tesla Model Y Frunk cooler, just go to our Patreon Model Y Frunk cooler post on Patreon and comment.
We will pick one lucky winner at random, and you could be enjoying the summer with it.
So remember, you can still join our Patreon for just $1 a month. Although
that might be changing soon.
Yeah. And so we're going to have our drawing this week. So get in there. And on our Patreon this week, we've got so many stories just for our patrons. I mean, just like so many stories. So it is definitely worth it. Please join us. Keep independent journalism strong and get all these Patreon bonus stories.
We'll see you over there.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll.
So we said, what do you think of the new refresh Plaid Model S?
And a little over half said, heck yes.
44% said, whatever.
Okay.
And I mean, I get it. If you're happy with your Model Y, your Model 3, your Cybertruck, I mean, who cares? It's just a couple upgrades. Big deal.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Captain Kirk said, here's a debate for the ages. What are your thoughts? And this is the old debate of never meet your heroes. They'll only disappoint you.
And Elon said, meeting interesting people is always worth it.
Sean Puri said, in 2 years, not using AI to do your job will be like coming to work without a computer.
And Elon said, already there.
I kind of agree. Seth Dillon said, in Florida, you don't have to let violent mobs pull you from your car and beat you to death.
Elon said, good policy.
Tesla Europe and Middle East posted FSD supervised testing in Rome, Italy, pending regulatory approval.
What, in Rome?
That's not easy.
Wow, that's going right to hard mode.
Imad posted, if there's no taxation without representation and robots pay all the taxes, who does the government then represent?
And Elon with the...
And remember, last week, Elon asked everyone in Europe to help out, contact their representatives to get FSD passed. And a lot of people did. And Elon said, public support is much appreciated. FSD in Europe will save lives of people in the car, as well as vulnerable road users like pedestrians, cyclists, and pets. Please let your government know that you want approval. Sean Strickland said, Trump, we're going to cancel your government contracts. Elon, you're a f***ing wow. 1 week later, Elon, may have went too far. My bad, bro. Trump, it's good, man. I don't know why, but I respect this kind of friendship.
And Elon laughed. Sean Strickland, by the way, as a MMA fighter.
Right. Lives of TikTok posted, breaking: USAID official and three company executives plead guilty in fraud and bribery scheme involving at least 14 contracts worth over $550 million. USAID official Roderick Watson took bribes, was showered with lavish gifts, including cash, laptops, thousands of dollars in tickets to a suite at an NBA game, a country club wedding, down payments on two residential mortgages, cell phones, and jobs for relatives. In exchange for bribe payments, Watson influenced the award of contracts by manipulating the procurement process at USAID. Watson faces a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison. Imagine how much more fraud there is.
And Elon said, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Real Jexit USA said, Elon Musk can put the final nail in the coffin of the Iranian regime by providing Starlink internet to the Iranian people. Iran cut off all internet so that people cannot organize a coup and communicate.
Elon said, the beams are on.
Elon then posted, the same people who blame the West for everything also consider it a human rights violation to stop the rest of Earth from moving here. Waymo posted that our service is paused in L.A.,
and Elon said, service paused for local events, LMAO. Yeah, just a farmer's market, I guess. Elon posted training Grok 3.5 while pumping iron. He said, I'm increasingly confident that Grok 3.5 will be the smartest AI by a significant margin.
And Yuntas Sai, who works at XAI, said, when video generation is good enough, I'm going to remake all the movies adopted from the Asimov novels because they all suck.
Elon said, especially Foundation.
So true. All right, it's time for some new superchargers. What has been built this week, Jess?
We got number 11 in Mississippi, the 24 stall in Pass Christian, Mississippi.
Number 15 in Malaysia, the 4 stall in Shah Alam.
The 12 stall in Garuman, Spain.
Number 87 in Spain, the 8 stall in Alicante, Spain.
The 12 stall in Vantaa, Finland.
Number 194 in Florida, the 16 stall in Vero Beach.
The 20 stall in Tracy, California.
Number 40 in Finland, the 8 stall in Paita, Finland.
The 8 stall in Kaiserslautern, Germany.
The 10 stall in Cooma, New South Wales, Australia.
The 8 stall in Novato, California.
Number 70 in Georgia, the 12 stall in Augusta.
Number 27 in the UAE is the 8 stall in Sharjah, UAE.
Number 121 in Australia, the 6 stall in Norwood, South Australia.
Number 111 in New York is the 12 stall at Carl Place.
Number 85 in Sweden, the 12 stall in Falkenberg.
Number 269 in Germany is the 8 stall in Bochum.
Number 97 in Pennsylvania, the 12 stall in Meadville.
The 20 stall version 4 in Gilroy, California.
Number 192 in Texas, the 8 stall in Del Rio, Texas.
The 8 stall in Sykeston, Missouri.
Number 195 in the UK, the 8 stall on the move in Elmswell.
Number 32 in Missouri is the 8 stall at Lake St. Louis.
The 4 stall in Daejeon, South Korea.
Number 167 in South Korea is the 6 stall. It's version 3 in Chenonan, South Korea.
An expansion from 28 to 40 stalls in Coutel, France.
An expansion from 12 to 40 stalls in San Mateo, California.
Number 29 in Thailand, the 4 stall in Phetchaburi.
The 3 stall in Chengde, China.
3 stall in Chengjiakou, China.
The 3 stall in Hangzhou, China.
The 3 stall in Anyang, China.
The 3 stall in Yangzhou, China.
The 3 stall in Zhongshan, China.
Number 2,228 in China is the 6th stall in Taiwan.
And number 562 in California, number 2676 in the USA, number 7319 in the world is the 48th stall. It's a version 4, 325 kilowatt in San Jose, California.
Whew, that was a lot of superchargers that came online this week.
By my count, that's 378 new supercharger stalls online.
Gotta get ready for all those robo-taxis, right?
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Now you know.